This is Diane Roberts bringing you Fresh Picked Prose. It's exam time, a tough experience for some, as Tallahassee teacher Sandy Hanna knows.
The students have been caught cheating. They are upset in varying degrees. A friend found and sent a copy of an old test to 30 of his friends and classmates. What a break. They were all happy to see it. Some stressed out overachievers were relieved. Some slackers, overjoyed. Some take issue with the accusation. They challenge the legality of the tactics of the teacher and the administration. Some are at a loss that they've been disciplined. They've had stellar academic careers. It didn't feel like cheating, they say. We are honor students. We take the most challenging classes. Their character feels attacked. Others are still working the lie. They're riding on the reputational coattails of the more respected students, happy to be in such company, no doubt. It was an old test. The teacher had given it back. My brother said that in college they keep files of old tests that students use. You can find tests on the internet. I listened to them. These are good kids. Even the ones not involved are interested. What's the real deal? I try to answer some of their questions. It's hard because they're only united in their outrage and dismay. It doesn't matter if the test was out there. As long as the teacher didn't want you to see the test, it's cheating, I say. But it didn't feel like cheating. We've raised them on feelings and accolades. They are taught to feel like winners when they were really participants. They were taught to feel like they could do anything when perhaps they couldn't. If they could feel like winners when they really weren't, do they have to feel like cheaters now?
That was Leon County Schools teacher Sandy Hanna.